Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Newton cyclists raise $2 million and counting in 47th Panmass Challenge by Jack Pryor. Newton's 171 Panmass Challenge riders have raised $2,039,766 thus far for Dana-Farber Cancer Institute as part of the 47th running of the two-day charity ride on August 1st and 2nd. Across all participants, the PMC has collected $57.7 million to date this year toward its 2026 goal of $79 million, which would build on last year's record total. Since its founding in 1980, the event has raised more than $1.125 billion for Dana-Farber, with 100% of rider-raised funds going directly to the Institute. Newton's riders bring deep history to the event. Collectively, this year's riders have contributed $36.57 million to Dana-Farber over their riding careers. 86 of the 171 have each topped $100,000 in lifetime fundraising, and five, Mike Fries, Lee Nadler, Steven Siegel, Adam Sutton, and Steven Branfman, have each raised more than $1 million. Mike Fries, Newton's most prolific cumulative fundraiser, at $6.91 million over 44 years of riding, again leads the city's 2026 fundraising with $72,282 so far. This year he took part through PMC Reimagined, riding a route of his own design. Dave Grossman, Newton's longest-serving PMC cyclist, is in his 45th year with the event and completed the two-day ride from Worcester to Provincetown, according to the PMC's rider tracker. He has raised $62,142 this year toward a $75,000 goal. Adam Sutton and Steven Siegel, both members of Newton's Million Dollar Lifetime Club, also completed the ride to Provincetown, setting out from Wellesley on Saturday morning. Steven Branfman crossed the $1 million lifetime mark this year and now stands at $1.11 million over 23 years of riding. Branfman rides in memory of his son Jared, and this year also in memory of his friend Dan Levinson. Steven again completed the Worcester to Provincetown ride, and his $63,953 raised so far makes him Newton's second leading 2026 fundraiser. Duncan Richardson, Newton's top 2025 fundraiser, continues to raise funds while undergoing treatment for a cancer recurrence. On his fundraising page, Richardson writes that after a new chemotherapy regimen and 6 weeks of daily radiation, his tumor shrank enough that he qualified for surgery last November, and that whether he could ride this year would be a game-time decision. He has raised $37,999 so far toward a $100,000 goal and is again matching all donations, in honor of those continuing to fight and in memory of our many friends and family for whom the battle has come to an end. Steve Siegel rode this year's PMC in memory of his brother and longtime riding partner John Siegel, who was featured in last year's FCN coverage and died in February, a year after being diagnosed with glioblastoma. The brothers had ridden and raised funds for the PMC together since 1984. After John's diagnosis, Siegel writes, John's first question to his doctors was, "Can I still train and ride the PMC this year?" And ride he did. Steve Siegel rode 300 miles over 3 days this year from the New York state line all the way to Provincetown, adding an extra day and 110 extra miles to the annual two-day ride as our version of going the extra mile to fight cancer. He has raised $12,791 so far this year. This year's top Newton fundraisers so far include Mike Fries, with $72,282 over 44 years and $6.91 million lifetime. Steven Branfman, with $63,953 over 23 years and $1.11 million lifetime. Adam Sutton, with $63,600 over 20 years and $1.39 million lifetime. Dave Grossman, with $62,142 over 45 years and $651,023 lifetime. Steven Siegel, with $50,828 over 37 years and $2.31 million lifetime. Joshua Levy, with $48,580 over 15 years and $310,883 lifetime. Tom Galitano, with $45,125 over 9 years and $418,302 lifetime. Paul Gershkowitz with $44,231 over 24 years and $454,910 lifetime. Duncan Richardson with $37,999 over 13 years and $878,489 lifetime. And Andy Sukoff with $37,732 over 16 years and $322,102 lifetime. Newton's top lifetime fundraisers include Mike Fries at $6.91 million over 44 years, Lee Nadler at $3.33 million over 27 years, Steven Siegel at $2.31 million over 37 years, Adam Sutton at $1.39 million over 20 years, Stephen Branfman at $1.11 million over 23 years, Duncan Richardson at $878,489 over 13 years, David Bunis at $711,883 over 21 years, Dave Grossman at $651,023 over 45 years, Robin Seitz at $535,596 over 34 years, and Alan Starr at $480,624 over 35 years. 12 Newton residents registered for their first PMC this year. C. Mark Vasu, James Candido, Jessica Zerillo, Bruno Bocorni, Kayla Pryor, Brenda Walkie, Thomas Noonan, Cassandra Harris, Stephen Linderman, Benjamin Kwas, Dennis Hickey, and Melinda Carson. C. Mark Vasu leads the rookie class with $21,515 raised in his first year, a total that already places him among Newton's top 20 fundraisers for 2026. All dollar figures above are as of August 5, 2026. Fundraising for the 2026 ride continues through October 1st. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.